Hello and welcome to The Flying Frisbee with me, Dominic Frisbee. As always, you can read today's piece. You can listen to me reading today's piece as you're doing now, or as many like to do, you can read and listen at the same time. And today's piece is your definitive guide to buying and investing in gold. By popular demand, safeguard your wealth and secure your financial future. As promised, here is my updated guide to buying and investing in gold. I really think it is important that you own some, given what governments are doing to currency. I've also made the guide available as a PDF, which you can download in the article. And if that PDF link doesn't work, I've provided an alternative link as well. So here we go. We are living in a world of uncertainty. There is inflation, war, political discontent, financial instability, and perhaps most concerning of all, state incompetence everywhere you look. The case for owning gold, for having wealth stored outside the system where it is nobody else's liability, is as strong as it has ever been. There is an old Wall Street adage, put 10% of your net worth in gold and hope it doesn't go up. If gold is going up, it usually means there are problems elsewhere. And the adage applies now as much as it did when it was first coined many decades ago. How to invest in gold? Well, there are five ways. Number one, you can go old school and buy bullion, that's coins or bars. Two, you can buy coins or bars that are stored in vaults in places like London, Jersey, Zurich, or Singapore. And this gold is stored in vaults but allocated to you. Three, you can buy ETFs, that is exchange-traded funds via your broker. These are funds that store gold and the price of the fund tracks the gold price and you own shares in the fund. There is a more detailed explanation of what an ETF is at the end of the article, if you need it. Number four, you can buy gold companies. That would be refiners, royalty companies, gold mining companies, and so on. And number five, you can buy futures, options, CFDs, or spread bets. Now, I am not talking today about buying mining companies or royalty companies or refiners. If you're interested in mining companies, consider a paid subscription, as gold mining companies are one of my areas of expertise. I'm also not talking about futures, options, CFDs, or spread betting the gold price, because neither of these are safeguarding your wealth in the way that owning gold is. They're speculation. In the right market, they can make you a lot of money, but in the wrong market, they can also lose you a lot. Today, we are talking about old school physical gold. And I'm going to put to side arguments about whether gold is a good investment or not. Some people like it, some people don't. I think it is a good investment. I'm also going to put aside opinions as to whether I think it's going up or down. I'm simply going to explain what is the easiest, cheapest, and perhaps above all, safest way to buy gold. A note on the ETFs. ETFs are a simple way to get exposure to the gold price. It's not really the same as owning actual metal, so the purists tend to veer away from ETFs, though institutions like them, as do traders. ETFs are easy to buy and sell. You buy an ETF just as you would buy any stock or share through your broker. London-listed gold ETFs include RMAU.L and PHAU.L. The world's biggest is the New York Stock Exchange listed GLD. And costs, for example, storage, these are all baked into the price. To buy an ETF, you need an account with a broker such as Hargreaves Lansdown or Interactive Investor. You deposit money and buy through them. I steer away from ETFs mainly because they are too easy to get shaken out of. When you buy physical gold, to sell can be a bit of an undertaking, so it's less likely to be done on a whim. Owning physical turns you into a long-term investor, and it may be that you never sell at all and end up passing the gold on to your heirs. So where do you buy gold from? I've used many bullion dealers over the years, and the dealer I like most and with whom I have an affiliation deal is the Pure Gold Company. There's a link to them in the article. Premiums are low, quality of service is high, you get to deal with a human being. You can take delivery of your gold or store it online with them in their vaults. And they deliver to the UK, the US, Canada and Europe. And if you do speak to them, tell them I sent you. In theory, there is not a great deal of difference between an ETF and storing your gold online with a bullion dealer. Both are extremely convenient, whether for buying or for selling. Both give you exposure to the gold price, but I favour the storing it with a bullion dealer route, as somehow you are less likely to sell. ETFs make it too easy to sell and so weaken your hands. Where are you going to put your gold? Once you've decided where to buy your gold, the next question is where to put it. Different people with different circumstances have different solutions. Some people have a safe at home and keep their gold there. Some keep their gold in safety deposit boxes. Others never take delivery at all and keep it safely stored in a vault with the dealer in sensible places like Zurich, Jersey, London or Singapore. I'm not convinced homes in our vibrant British cities are safe, so these are not options I would take. In fact, the same goes for most European and North American cities. That said, I know one guy that had all his gold stored in a sock in his loft. I know another that had it buried in his garden and only his close family know the location. He has quite a bit of land. He's not in a city. I know another that keeps his gold and silver in plain sight. He uses the bars as doorstops. Nuts, you may say. But how about this? He got burgled and the burglars didn't take the bars. They obviously thought they were just doorstops. If and only if you have somewhere safe to store it, I'm a great advocate of taking delivery. You get to handle your metal. There are lots of fantastic different coins from around the world you can buy. Chinese pandas, South African Krugerrands, American eagles, Austrian Philharmonics are really nice, Canadian maples, Australian kangaroos, and gold bars are really nice as well. It's good to handle gold. I'm pretty sure it's good for the soul and your health to hold a bit of gold. But I refer you to my above comment about cities today. I've even heard stories about homes being burgled by people with metal detectors. But I gather this is mostly an Asian-on-Asian crime. Indians and Pakistanis have a lot of gold at home. Other Indians and Pakistanis know that. So it's mostly an Asian-on-Asian crime in areas where the populace, high density of Asian people, Southall, places like that. That is the case for now. That may change in the future. You have been warned. Burglars with metal detectors. What about tax? Now, competition amongst ETFs and bullion dealers has conspired to drive down prices, much to the benefit of the consumer. But there is one enormous cost that neither of these methods are able to avoid, and that is tax. When you sell, you are incurring a capital gains tax event, 20% in the UK for higher rate taxpayers and 10% for lower. That is an unavoidable 10 or 20% erosion of any profit. But there is another method of buying gold and silver which quite legally avoids this cost altogether. There's a slightly higher premium to spot when you buy, but we're talking about a tiny amount, nothing like 20% CGT. And given the potential savings involved, it's surprising that more UK investors don't buy their gold and silver in this way. The method I'm describing, if you haven't already figured it out, is to buy sovereigns and Britannias. The gold sovereign used to be the pound coin. Imagine that, a pound coin made of solid gold. It was the pound coin from 1816 after the Great Recoinage until 1932 when the UK finally abandoned its gold standard. Until then, the pound really was as good as gold, as they say. 22 carat gold, to be precise. That's about 92% purity. And a sovereign weighs about 7 grams, which is around a quarter of an ounce. The same weight as a 2p piece. Such is the devaluation of currency that has taken place over successive generations in the UK, it now takes well over £400 to buy one of those old pound coins. Despite no longer being on the gold standard, the Royal Mint began producing sovereigns again in 1957 and continues to the present day. A large number of them are actually minted in that well-known British heartland, Delhi, and that's because there is a huge market for them in India. But technically, these coins are still legal tender, so they are exempt from CGT. As sovereigns are so common, the numismatic value is very low. You can pick up 100-plus-year-old Victorian coins at a few percent over spot. You get the history for free. And you can buy them from most dealers, including, of course, the Pure Gold Company. The main exception is the 1937 sovereign struck for Edward VIII. As he abdicated, the coins were never circulated. One sold in 2014 for over £500,000. That's quite some premium. Gold Britannias, which are an ounce in weight, only began to be issued in 1987, but they too are considered coins of the realm. And despite the fact that an ounce of gold is 1,500 quid, 1,600 quid, the face value of a Britannia is 100 quid. Don't ask me how that works, I'm sure there's a reason, but as coins of the realm, they too are exempt from CGT. Sovereigns are not the most beautiful coins in the world, Britannias are nicer, but both make for a considerable saving on capital gains tax, assuming you've made a gain when you come to sell, of course, there's no guarantee of that. That's everything. Thank you very much for reading this report. Good luck with your investments. Remember the adage, put 10% of your net worth in gold and hope it doesn't go up. If gold is going up, it usually means there are problems elsewhere. Once again, my recommended bullion dealer is the Pure Gold Company. If you ring them, tell them I sent you. There's a link in the article. Premiums are low, quality of service is high. You can deal with a human being. You can take delivery of your gold or store it online with them in their vaults, and they deliver to the UK, the US, Canada and Europe. Or, as I say, you can store it with them. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye. And one more thing, if you like this podcast, please give us a nice rating and a nice review on iTunes or whatever the app you're listening to this podcast on is. Goodbye.